Mind the Gap, You're in the Hot Springs Underground, a weekly podcast about local music, art, film, and more. Brought to you from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield. I'm sitting down today with Clayton and Andy. They're from Big Damn Horns. It's a Arkansas-based band. Some of the members are based here in Hot Springs. Some of them based in Little Rock. They're all over the place, and they play... What style of music do you guys play usually?
We're kind of like a funk, rock, R&B.
Cool. All over the place.
Yeah, we cover the map.
Anything you want to hear while drinking.
Yeah. What kind of places do you guys usually play? Bars, then?
Mostly bars, clubs. We play at the track every now and then. We play over at Big Chill, Central Theater. We did the Hot Springs Jazz Fest this year.
Nice.
We were the headliners for that.
We've done downtown events in Little Rock for the city and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've done. We did the St. Patrick's Day Parade. We've done
the 4th of July thing.
But Little Rock. What's the thing they did? Bridge Street Live.
Bridge Street.
We did that. We have a deep history with Hot Springs.
Yeah. How long ago did you guys start? Were you?
We started 10 years ago.
Probably pushing 11 now.
Actually, this year will be our 11th year. But we can take one of those off because 2020 doesn't count, right?
Yeah.
So. Nobody did anything in 2020.
People were in their garage and
stuff. So. We were playing a show in Little Rock at a at Midtown at like 5 a.m. We got done, we packed up, and then everything closed that day.
Wow. Yeah, I got a similar story. I was a stagehand in Little Rock. I was doing a... Toby Mac came to town.
Okay, yeah.
And we had set everything up that morning, and then at 2 o'clock we get a call. Hey, come back up here. We're tearing it down, and we're sending it back to Tennessee, where like I guess their production headquarters is.
Yeah.
And it's like he's canceling the rest of the tour, and I was like, oh gosh, this is for real.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's. I think everyone in the music biz has a kind of. Story like that where it's like, oh dang.
Well, I remember we were doing an improv show at the theater one of the theaters I work at, and during the show was when the NBA shut down and when Tom Hanks announced he had COVID.
Oh yeah, he was and in Australia.
So I remember like our main guy made a joke about it at the end of the show, and so like the whole time we were hanging out at the end of that show, we were all kind of like, do we need to, like, not sit near each other? And then the next day was when, like, I got called off work and, you know, everything stopped.
Well, so do you guys have recordings and albums and stuff?
So we have some recordings. We mostly do covers. Mm-hmm. That's what pays the bills. We have one original song that we've recorded, and it's up on iTunes, Spotify or whatever. Anyone can go listen to it. We partnered with the Arkansas Museum of Fine Arts at PBS. We wrote a song for a children's show that they have on there called Blueberries Clubhouse.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's, you know, a song about being friends and all that kind of stuff.
That's cool. A little outside of your normal audience.
Yeah, well, you know, we like to keep everyone engaged.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the kids.
Yeah.
We also couldn't resist the urge to work with puppets, you know.
Yeah.
Big Game Horns of Puppet Show.
That's fun.
Professional production and podcast services now available through ND Studios. Elevate your brand with crisp, professional content. Premium podcast services start at $45 a session. Visit indiemusic.org and use promo code UNDERGROUND for 50% off your first two sessions. ndmusic.org, promo code UNDERGROUND for half off your first two sessions. Promotion code valid till March 1st, limited session times available. Indie Music, be heard.
So you guys obviously took your name from the Big Damn Bridge in Little Rock. What's the story behind that? Did you guys really like that bridge, or do you?
we were joking about how how you guys asked us to be on an arts and culture podcast, and we're neither artists nor cultured. So we were looking for a way to be not necessarily provocative, but like risque without being too risque.
So and also eye-catching at the same time.
Yeah, when we say the big damn horns, everyone's like, ooh, they said a swear word. But it's actually just named after the bridge.
That's funny. So,
we like to tote the line.
Yeah.
The old third grade dodge.
Yeah.
There's no N on the end of that.
Yeah, I saw, I guess you guys' Facebook page. You guys got some pretty funny posts.
That's all him.
Oh, well, we just try to...
have fun with it.
Yeah, we keep it light.
Yeah, I see a lot of bands, they're like Instagram and their Facebook and their social media is kind of like dry. It's kind of like, I think you guys have fun.
Well, like, so if you look at our Facebook page or our Instagram or whatever, you'll notice there's an obvious lack of actual photos. Mm-hmm. There's a few photos, but at the end of the day, nobody cares about that picture of the band standing in the field looking at the railroad tracks,
yeah.
You know, off in the distance or whatever. Nobody cares. Nobody looks cool doing those, you know.
Well, and even if you could look cool with 12 people with brass instruments, it's never going to, you know, not going to get the aesthetic you're looking for.
We're all very, I won't say we're all very goofy, but the majority of us are very goofy or put up with the goofiness.
I'd say we don't take ourselves too seriously, ever.
Yeah.
Even when we probably ought to.
Right on. So what do you guys have in store for 2023? Do you guys have things lined up?
2023, so we, you know, 10 years, 12-piece band, you get lineup changes. So we have two new sax players coming from Henderson State University.
Nice.
Right now we're trying to work them in, get them up to speed and everything. We've got some shows planned on the books. We're trying to write. We are trying to get an album done at some point. I'm not going to give you a definite time as to when that will be complete.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to give you an approximate time as to when that's going to be complete, but we're working on it. But yeah, you know, as far as 2023 goes, we're booking shows right now. Pushing out into March and April. So we're starting to play a little more regionally, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Missouri, all that. So.
And where can people connect with you? Say they want to book a show or listen to your music. You got a website or?
We do. TheBigDamnHorns.com. No N, because we're not swearing at you. Mm-hmm. We're just nudging you that way. You can find us there on BigDamnHorns.com, Facebook, Big Damn Horns, The Big Damn Horns, sorry, The Big Damn Horns. Instagram, same thing. You know, handles the same across the board on all the socials.
Yeah, awesome. Is there anything you guys want to add before we wrap things up?
Just that we're looking forward to getting back here in Hot Springs and playing for you guys.
Vote any chance you get.
Yeah. Any chance you get.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you guys for coming on the show. Andy and Clayton. If you guys get a chance, check them out on thebigdamnhorns.com or on their Facebook page and Instagram. They also have a song on iTunes and Spotify. And you might catch them around town sometime. So check them out.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
End of the line. New episodes are released every week from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. I'm your host, Lance Brownfield, and I'll see you next time in the Hot Springs Underground.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.